I feel like this music is foreshadowing a great storm outside.
Do you watch the Weather Channel?
I do. I love the Weather Channel.
It's not bad, actually.
Jen Carfagno is still hot after all these years.
It's always about women with you, I swear.
That's most of the television I watch. I'm sorry. I'm not a good person. I can admit that. Welcome to the Marvelous Ones.
That's us.
That is us.
Warren. Hi.
Hey,
are you
there.
Marvelous? Are you feeling marvelous today, Warren?
I was until you interrupted it with the music with the weather.
I know. I was right.
I was thinking something ominous or something.
I know, but you just sort of ended it. That's why there was a little anticipation there. I was like, oh.
There's some Heinz 57 here.
I don't know. You just went like, weather. Okay, all right. Where's the punchline? And then, there's nothing. It just dropped off.
Normally, you guys interrupt me before I get out of the first word, so I figured I would just roll.
We're damned if we do, damned if we don't.
Yeah.
All right, what you got for us here?
What do I got for us? Why do I have to provide all the content all the time?
Because we're lazy.
All right, so I have the biggest announcement of the week.
See, I told you had something.
I always do. But I'm not sure this means anything to you.
This isn't after
so
you...
So go stand in the corner in shame. Warren, it's been released that Zombieland 2 could arrive 2019, which is 10
cool.
years after the first one with the original cast.
It has been that long?
Yes, 10 years.
So 10 years of the zombie revolution that they had to live through.
The zombie apocalypse.
Well, it's a revolution apocalypse.
Can I bring in a downer tangent?
You've never seen Zombieland.
I know, but can I bring in a downer tangent?
I should bring in my copy of
Zombieland. I'm going to bring in a downer tangent. I keep seeing on the Facebook where how they put the announcements of how old or in this date, you know, 20, 30, 50, whatever years ago, Conan came out. Highlander came out 36. It hurts my feelings.
Yeah, but I've been waiting for Zombieland 2 for 10 years now.
I understand, but does it make you feel like, wow, 10 years went by?
I gave up on time.
But do you see where I'm trying to go?
I get what you're saying.
Highlander came out like 35 years. That hurts me.
I know. It's
20 years since Seinfeld, even to go outside of the Seinfeld world.
The other day, somebody was saying something, and he's like, well, that's been around for 70 years. And I'm like, 70 years ago was the 40s, and that came out in the 70s. That's 40 years ago, dummy.
So is it 10 years too late?
Well, you know, it's art.
No, zombies are big right now.
If it comes out, if it's good, it's good.
World War Z.
They're on the downslope now.
Zombieland could change that.
The Walking Dead is on a downslide.
Yeah.
Which is all there is.
Well, because The Walking Dead no longer has zombies. Right? They're not surviving zombies. They're fighting each other.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's where I think The Walking Dead has lost it, is, and even Fear the Walking Dead. They're fighting other humans when the show was the best, whether or not the zombies
and
were getting them.
And I liked World War Z. World War Z was good, I thought.
World War Z was good.
Their production problems left and right. They're just not getting it together.
Was,
that's
did the Walking Dead kill off all the zombies? Maybe that's why they're not seeing
them. No, now they use zombies as weapons. Weapons of war.
They've weaponized them.
Yeah, they've weaponized them.
They're just like, oh, these annoying things. Oh, we almost forgot we're going to get eaten.
Let's kill some zombies, but mainly let's shoot people we don't like.
It's become the garnish.
Yeah, it's become Strike Back for zombies.
You did another Strike Back.
That's a current show on... I think not stars. One of the pay channels that I get. I like it. It's a good. It's really cheesy, but I like it.
He likes his channels like he likes his women.
Cheesy.
Paid.
Paid. No, I prefer them free. But anyway, Zombieland to me is a big announcement. Warren, I know you liked the first one, right?
I enjoyed the heck out of it.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
It was a great movie. Well done. The right people in the show, got the right characters.
See, I have this sense that I'm going to watch it and love it, right? But then I just can't come to grips or peace where he goes, meh, I won't let it go with Infinity Wars.
I'm going to say this.
I can't feel it.
I like Zombieland 2.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So it should be good. You don't have to listen to Warren.
I don't understand the discord, though. How do you go for, like, I'll watch it and go, hey, I love it,
You know the worst part?
Yeah.
I have a feeling, what we're going to talk about next, I have a feeling I might end up being a meh.
Ooh.
So go ahead, finish what you were saying.
I just said my piece.
So before we go on,
before we switch,
go
for it. Sorry,
there's a couple other things along the lines of new things coming out and old things going away. Lost in Space on Netflix got renewed
for second season.
You got a green light. I saw they were thinking about it.
Yeah, they got the green light. Right, it was announced today, I believe.
That's why.
This made Phil cry. The Expanse was canceled, and I'm just starting to watch it.
Surprise me. It's a great show. It's got a high budget production.
I knew that was coming.
And that's a killer for sci-fi. But what I'm reading is apparently it looks like the company Alcon or something like that that produces it signed a deal this way so they could get out after three and shop it around.
Oh, show business.
Yeah, I don't necessarily like that because I don't like when every time a show switches, it's a big gamble.
Yeah.
And every time a show switches networks, it doesn't.
Yeah, I see where you're going. Doesn't always.
Yeah, it doesn't always pan out. That show I watched about Uhtred, Son of Uhtred, Last Kingdom, went from like BBC to Netflix and then kind of fizzled. Although they did start showing nudity and more violence.
I'm in. The counterbalance is with, you know, I don't think you're in that one, Warren, but Rome was basically the precursor to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but did you ever watch Rome?
I loved Rome.
Yeah, but there was no dragons in Rome.
No. My point was the producers, the budget was too big, so they just collapsed. Yeah. But they took all the same elements and learned from them and created Game of Thrones.
That's just like the
Justified. Well, or Genghis Deadwood, Khan. Yeah, or Deadwood was the guys from Justified. Justified were the guys from Deadwood.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, it could bounce the other way. It could bounce good.
The thing is I actually really enjoy The Expanse. If you don't watch it, The Expanse is on Sci-Fi Channel. They're in their third season. I believe the first two seasons are on Netflix or something. I don't know.
Season two is on
Hulu?
Amazon,
okay.
But season one, I can't find it.
Okay. But it's a good show. I enjoy the hell out of it, and I'll be sad to see it go.
And then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got renewed, kinda.
This is actually, I'm going to say I'm excited for this announcement, and we'll get into that in a minute, so go ahead.
So they're going to bring it back as a summer series next summer. So summer 2019 is when the next... You know, once this, you know, they've got two episodes left. Once these two episodes play out,
they're going to pull almost like a Game of Thrones. Then they're going to wait a whole calendar year.
Well, the good thing is that obviously 22 to 24 shows in a season are way too long for them. They should have wrapped this up eight episodes.
There's not enough talent in the writing to carry out.
Yeah, not enough talent in the acting either.
Oh,
burn!
Now you missed the loving kiss between Coulson and May this week.
No, I saw that. I'm up to date.
That was
horrible acting.
Romantic acting.
No.
There.
Why is it always?
I've kissed you better than that.
Oh hell no!
And on the lips too.
Yeah, right on his May.
Because I'm all messed up now.
Great.
Yeah, you've been messed up since I kissed you.
Asian woman, white guy. How come it's never the other? What's going on? All we got is Glenn and Maggie, and they bucked Glenn in the head.
Well, because he was sleeping with a white woman. It was Atlanta, for Christ's sake. It was Atlanta.
It's a zombie apocalypse. It's no more laws.
Apparently.
Zombies aren't racist.
You know, they probably wouldn't have killed him until he walked into Alexandria saying, hey, where the white women at?
Yeah, zombies don't care about race. They hate everybody.
Yeah, but then...
It was a white dude that killed Glenn.
Yeah.
Zombies think people taste like chicken.
Yeah, but then if they Chinese men, then there are people
they're
hungry later.
They're hungry 10 minutes later. Send your hate mail to Ken at ntnradio.com. He loves getting that stuff.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's our announcements, I guess, on those things.
Oh, well, how about I'll throw in one. I know we...
Yeah,
forgive
okay,
me if,
throw, no, go ahead.
With the other new one coming out, that's going to be a little different because it's not Netflix anymore, Cloak & Dagger.
Yeah, that's Freeform or whatever it's supposed to be.
It's either that or Vudu, Amazon, something like that. But it's, you know, it's in the same kind of world. I don't know if it's the same universe.
I believe it is in the MCU.
It is Marvel, but I mean, I don't know if they live in the same universe as Iron Fist and Luke Cage and
They live in that. I think they live in the MCU with Iron Man and Spider-Man, right?
So well, they're like the S.H.I.E.L.D. world, too. Then
the Defenders are part of the MCU.
Yeah, but we don't ever hear about them.
Well, you're not going to hear about Cloak & Dagger.
No, Cloak & Dagger, I'm sorry, is X-Men universe.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it's, right?
Sony owns them?
It's going to be on Freeform, yes. It's going to be on Freeform.
Because I kind of liked
Cloak &
Dagger.
Unless Freeform's free, I probably won't be watching it.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
It is.
It's freeform.go. Hold on, I was just at that site. Freeform.go.com. Usually when it's a go.com, there's no subscription. Mm. Yeah, it's free.
Because I like the comic book. Some of the stories were pretty good.
Yeah, some of the stories were pretty good on that. I'm looking to see if...
And I like the whole, you know, the monster that lives in the cloak and, just it was a good poetry between he can teleport and I forgot her act, the actual storylines and powers and how they're going to translate it. I'm not sure, but again, it was kind of a cool comic book.
Yeah,
I didn't get.
Well, it's Peter Parker, but I think it's like with I don't know how they're going to do it because I always thought it was like Spider-Man leaning towards the X-Men side.
Well, that's all Fox Sony.
Right, but now it looks like it's Spider-Man leading towards, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to have to watch it to see where it ends up. Because I see with, like...
If they talk about the incident, then you know it's MCU.
Yeah, but they've been... So here's your team affiliations, right? Their team affiliations are X-Men, Dark X-Men, Secret Avengers, it's Civil
like
War.
Dark X-Men? What's right. that? Is it like Dark Meat? What is that?
I don't know. That's like...
A different part of the chicken?
X-Men from the night. Dark X-Men, a fictional team appearing in American comics. They are a cross between the Dark Avengers and the Uncanny.
There are Dark Avengers too?
Apparently. Hold on, I'm not even to that part yet. So the affiliations of these guys are the X-Men, the Dark X-Men, the Secret Avengers, the Runaways, the New Warriors, the Defenders, the Secret Defenders, the Marvel Knights, and the Assembly of Evil. So they kind of jump back and forth universe.
I haven't even heard half of those.
Me neither.
No, I haven't either. But that's in the comic books. We don't know where they're going to settle into the movie universe.
Right. Into the...
We don't know if they're going to be S.H.I.E.L.D. and Defenders and in the movies or if they're going to be a standalone. So I guess we have to wait and see.
We're going to have to wait and
see. Or do our research because we know that there is a S.H.I.E.L.D. MCU film connection. But we don't necessarily know if they're Punisher and Daredevil...
We know for sure that there's a connection.
So Spider-Man could swing around. It's the same Spider-Man from Infinity Wars could show up on a Punisher. Theoretically.
Yes. Theoretically, yes.
Okay, we do know that. That's canon.
Yes.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
So we'll see how all this goes.
And the reason we know that is because the Punisher was on Daredevil.
Right. So that's easy.
And the Daredevil talks about, along with Luke Cage and Jessica Jones, etc., they talk about
the incident.
Which is New York getting smashed.
Gotcha. But they don't necessarily, but nothing like, that's enough. But
so
like,
here
oh,
I'm
Spider-Man.
Just, on the animation side of their television show, Cloak and Dagger are graduates of the S.H.I.E.L.D. Academy.
Get out.
That's what it says right here on Wikipedia.
They're like from the streets. Oh, well, okay, Wikipedia, never mind.
Wikipedia knows everything.
That's law.
But you also they also appear in Wolverine versus Super.
Who's that person? Who's that hero? Wolverine?
Wolverine. Yeah. Is that in the Spanish
How
part?
Did you say that?
Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Not the Wolverine.
The Wolverine. The Wolverine. And the Sabatut.
That's a different one.
So that's a totally different one. Anyways, we're going to get out of that because
you guys are
punishing me.
As we should.
Yes, that's true.
You've been bad.
I want to talk about the trailers for Solo, a Star Wars story.
We want to get to Deadpool, too. I think that's going to be neat. That's going to be neat. All right, just want to make sure we have time.
We're going to have time.
All right, Solo, Star Wars story.
I'm very worried I'm going to warn it.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm very scared I'm going to mess.
Because you're not a fan of Opie or Richie, that's all.
No, I'm not a fan of the guy they got playing Han.
Oh.
I think Donald Glover as Billy Dee is probably the best you can do until you have a young Billy Dee.
A good sidekick, would you say?
Oh.
Was that on? Did we talk about sidekicks on there?
That was off air.
Yeah, that was off air. We're not going to bring that up right now because that's how you don't get punched.
We can make a whole show out of that one.
It's going to be a lot of this.
No.
That's punching Warren.
It's going to be a top 10 list with Warren having 25 people on it. sharing number 10, 4 people. Sharing number 12, 8
so
people.
I got 18 honorable mentions.
Well, at least I won't have 2 number 3s.
I'll take 1 sin over 20.
I will always like Chewbacca. He was my favorite character.
Yeah.
Right? I really could care less if the rest of them die. That's why I wasn't broken up by Han or Luke or Leia.
I mean, in the trailer, when it looks like Chewie's in peril, obviously he makes it through the past movie. But if like he would like be injured or heaven forbid die, I'm as hardcore diehard as I am. I might be out. If you take out Chewie,
I'm not too far behind you.
Luckily, this is not a J.J. Abrams film.
So no lens flares.
So that means that we probably not going to lose Chewbacca. If J.J. was
no, we can't because
J.J. JJ changes everything. He puts his stink on.
He can't change this one.
Yes, he could.
No, Lucas will throw thunderbolts at him.
Lucas has no role in it anymore.
Chewbacca.
But then there would be no... Oh, come on, man.
You'd have no audience.
Don't make me go there.
Nobody
no
would
lost
come.
Hope. No Empire
You can kill
back.
Off Ewoks. As you can what, kill off Yoda. You can kill off Luke and Leia.
Jar Jar.
You definitely can kill off Jar Jar. You can kill off
no,
R2.
You cannot
your three
kill off
beloved
Jar Jar.
Characters. Your three beloved characters.
Correct. Trifecta.
Are R2-D2, C-3PO, and number one, Chewbacca.
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 You cannot kill off Jar Jar because he is the Darth Jar Binks.
Where is this coming from? I am so
Jar
lost.
Jar Jar is the lead Sith Lord.
Again, we have to mute Warren Spike. He comes up with
Time
these
out.
Weird... I don't know what kind of weed Lord you smoked in West Sith Virginia, Lords. But it was laced with something. Maybe too much coal dust on your weed.
Is Jar Jar giving you some money under the table?
Jar Jar must be paying him off.
Something's going on under the table.
Or he watches, I don't know. Something's wrong.
I think he likes Jar Jar.
I think he does. I know he
what?
Does.
What?
I know he does.
No one likes Jar Jar.
But I have a bad feeling I'm going to meh.
Oh, is that little, you got a bad feeling. You threw
did
that
you feel
in.
That
did
you, too?
No, but I'm just saying, did you throw that pun on or that quote on purpose?
That I got a bad feeling.
Yeah, that's canon. That's like straight up number two.
I got
three
a bad
best.
Feeling about this.
Yeah, because he says he has a good feeling. And did you know you just said that?
No, I didn't even realize I said that.
Yeah, man. Like right there. See how much Star Wars has influenced you?
Star Wars has influenced my life.
Yeah, dude.
I have a friend who's big, tall, and hairy, just like Chewbacca, and I make him walk around as my sidekick. he barely speaks that well.
Well, he's probably, the only reason he's probably your friend is because you're
I'm his Han Solo.
The black vest and all everything?
I'm like the only person that understands him. I haven't found a black vest in my size, but if I did, I would wear it.
Well, some people, you could take the class as an elective.
Star Wars, that's an elective?
Oh, I was trying to pull the Groot elective language. Chewbacca.
I missed that.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. I thought Star Wars was an elective. I was like, I'm going back to school.
Actually, I'm sure there is a course on Star Wars in some universe.
That'd be awesome.
No, I'm almost sure there is. I mean,
it has to be.
Well, I'm not dropping names, Warren, because I know you're going to be going to give me eye rolls.
You got a name drop again. Go ahead.
Use the guy at my film festival, Michael Uslan. He's the guy who owns Batman, mm-hmm. and he brought it to the big screen. But yeah, he was the first person in history to teach a comic book class at Indiana University.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's cool. So it's possible.
Why would I roll my eyes at that? That's cool.
Because I'm, because you always give me poop about dropping names or particular, like, I have like five, maybe half famous friends, and I mentioned
just because
one.
You're
I get nailed.
I've got used to it. You're Fernando Panther. So we're used to it.
Is Fernando synonymous with black now? Is that?
I think so.
No.
Because.
He's throwing the race card at you pretty hard.
I know. I got hit in the eye that time.
And he's even wearing the Iron Man shield.
It's usually Captain America.
I looked right at him. I'm gonna leave.
Turn your mic off.
What's going on around here?
You're in a penalty
I'm
box.
I'm sorry. That's a 3-minute penalty.
I got a Jar Jar lover to my right, and a Captain America can't recognize a shield guy to my left. I'm in Bizarro Land. I'm jumping to DC Universe. The Earth is square. What's
wow.
going on?
Well, speaking of the DC Universe,
it's gonna spread. I'm gonna say something.
What? Are you, why? Are you, oh, yes.
What universe? What?
We have
DC
to be sad
universe.
For the DC Universe.
Oh, DC my heart is broken more than I thought. Margot Kidder, the Lois Lane.
Yeah.
I
cigarette smoking, orange juice drinking,
and
pink
the,
panty wearing. Right?
No, lead panty. Lead panty.
No,
bone.
She wasn't wearing lead panty.
Yes, she was.
She wasn't wearing a chastity belt.
No, because remember, Superman.
He said,
see.
"What color?" And he says, "I can't see through lead." And then she walks away, and he goes, "Pink."
Well, how could he see her before?
Because she was close up against the planet that had lead in it. Did you not even watch the movie?
I'm still sad.
I loved her, but
I'm
I never saw the
sad.
Movie.
The sadness is put like white noise in front of everything. I was hurt, man. That was like one of my heroes. Between
you know,
her,
I was
Princess
sad
Leia.
When she died in the movie when
she
got
back.
Buried in the thing, and then he sent back.
No,
time.
But think about it, man. Freaking.
And then
Prince,
Cher wrote a song about it.
You know, we're middle aged men, whatever. Princess Leia and. Lois Lane, back to back.
Yeah,
like those. Like there weren't a whole lot of female heroes. You got Linda Carter. She better watch herself. That's like
she had
you know?
Breast cancer. I mean, she's.
But she's alive. But
she's
my point
still alive,
is,
yeah.
There weren't that many female heroines, heroic females. Don't get excited, Phil.
You were like, all I were females and heroines in the 80s.
Heroin
and I was like,
70s, man.
You were like 70s females and heroin. I was like, I'm all in.
Party's on. No, but I mean, really, who else is there that's that iconic or legendary
Wilma
female?
Wilma Deering.
Who?
Wilma Deering.
Was that the and
Buck Rogers?
Flintstones? Oh. See, Warren's going to roll his eyes.
No.
I talk to her infrequently. She's cool. She's really down
get
there.
Get her as a guest.
What is her real name?
Erin Gray.
Erin Gray. Yeah.
Yeah. She's cool.
Yes, she is.
She's got her own business. I'll even promote it. She books talent. That's her job now.
She'll never come on this show then. She'll be like, talent. Fernando, that's talent with a T.
No, she'll listen to the show and never talk to you again.
Maybe there's some truth to that, actually. Yeah, just put her out there. Heroes for Hire, man. She mainly deals with the people that go to the Comic-Cons. She'll represent a lot of those stars. A lot of them. I mean, and they're the most professional agency I've worked with.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but sometimes I get her on the phone. I'm just calling to get, you know, regular business stuff, and I'm trying to contain myself as just being professional, but inside I'm like a little girl.
We should have Warren call her up and be like, you should be like, so, Wilma.
Wilma.
The guy out of
Wilma?
Wilma Deering.
Was it Wilma?
Yeah.
Gosh, I can't remember. Because I think when you say Wilma, I think Flintstones.
I know.
And there's retro TV going right now. I saw Silver Spoons for the first time in like 20 years. And I lost that. Yeah.
You know what show I missed? She was on there. That I don't see. Oh, yeah, she was. I also miss Benson. I really like that show.
They just put that on Antenna or MeTV like a month ago.
I'm going to have to watch
it. Yeah, because he died too, man. They're all dying.
Benson died?
Yeah.
Yeah, he died.
Several years ago.
No, not several.
Like, at least three, four.
One or two max.
Yeah, well.
Look it up, I swear, because that hit me too. I'm like, not Benson. I used to love that show because he was a smart talker to that German sassy maid.
Benson Dubois.
Yeah, Bob Gum. Rafiki, man. Come on. That's our universe, too.
Yeah.
Rafiki.
Robert Guillemet. I can't even say his name.
Yeah, I know. And plus, he's a...
He died last year. October 27th.
Boom. It just seems
he's 89.
Yeah. Fernando 1, Warren 0.
That's
what I say. And he was an accomplished opera singer, too.
Was he?
Yeah, he did... what's the Phantom of the Opera? He was the lead.
I did not know that. I know he did a lot of like voice acting.
He could belt. Well, Rafiki, man. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep saying Rafiki. He was like my favorite character on Lion King.
Apparently.
Well, because he was the Asian.
Let's go back to DC Universe for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on DC Universe?
Spielberg is going to make a DC comic movie.
What one?
Black Hawk.
Which one's he?
He's not a he.
It's a she?
It's not a she.
It's an it?
It's
a helicopter. It's a one down in Mogadishu?
It's a them. It's based on the 1941 comic of the same name. Black Hawk centers on a team of World War II fighter pilots who are led by a mysterious man known as Black Hawk and faces down fantastical threats.
Click, 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 click.
It's like Black Sheep Squadron with Pappy.
Thunderbirds?
It is, but they you know, I actually read Black Hawk comic book. It's one of the few DC comic books I read. And they would, in addition to fighting the Japanese and the Germans, there was a lot of, like, to equate it, the Red Skull type, Hydra type stuff in there. But it was the DC version of that, and I'm drawing a blank on who they were.
Hmm.
But they would also, you know...
I wonder what attracted him to that.
Well...
The money? No. Right now, where's all the big money? The big money's in comic movies.
I know, but and, I mean, obscure characters, heroes.
Think about what movies he's done.
Spielberg, what's he done?
Well, he's done, you know... In addition to Ready Player One, which was a comic book movie, didn't he do Private Ryan? Saving Private Ryan?
I believe so.
Yeah, and he also was executive producer of...
he's done a lot of war
the,
movies.
I guess if that's their slant. Like
Band
Captain
of Brothers,
America,
right?
He was Band of Brothers.
So is that the slant they're going
to
have?
It's World War II, but it's also a comic book.
War of the Worlds, Bridge of Spies.
He could easily take this into a...
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
What's that about?
World War II.
Okay.
He could take it into the realm of, you know, a.k.a. a little bit of Doctor Strange, a little bit of, you know, all that kind of stuff as well.
Indiana Jones Magic?
Temple of the Doom.
Temple of the Doom?
Oh. Temple of the Doom. Yeah,
sounds like a rock album.
The Blackhawks fought a lot of weird stuff in addition to the standard, you know, missions that they would do. But I'm, you know,
I don't know the Blackhawks. I'm gonna,
I'm gonna
pull weakness.
Tomahawks,
Tomahawk chops.
Blackhawk is the leader of the squadron. So
is that Blue Falcon?
I still feel like it's like a ripoff of Pappy.
Well, right now, I mean,
he came out long before Pappy did.
Hmm. Well,
he was a real guy. Boy.
The TV show came out.
Okay. Well, we've been talking a lot. Can we go to Deadpool soon?
Yes, because let's go to Deadpool.
It's kill time.
Yes,
you know
let's go to Deadpool. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, you changed the topic.
Yeah,
go.
You changed it. You relayed it.
You know that movie Deadpool where he
remember that time? that was great.
He had Deadpool camp.
Yeah, that was awesome. Okay, it was a Farley commentary.
Yeah, I know.
All right. I mean, there's a number of like
there's a whole bunch of trails.
Okay, a bunch of trails, a lot of peripheral stuff. All right, I'll just throw a peripheral comment out there. Put a little bet out there. Everybody, name a number of how many times. There are two categories. He'll throw out Thanos being Cable and Hugh Jackman. If there's a Hugh Jackman cameo, movie made for me. I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there. I'm not going to look at IMDb, but whatever. If Hugh Jackman just goes one schnicked out there, like happy clap, golf clap, I'll
actually do a fist pump in my private showing on next Tuesday.
I thought you were going to say in your private place.
That's not, no.
No bumping fists there.
No bumping fists there.
But so, how many? He's already kind of done it on a bunch of it, so... He's talked about Infinity Wars having to compete on the blockbuster schedule. But how many times is he going to say make a Thanos reference in Deadpool? One time? 10 times?
None.
0 for Warren. Philip.
I would have took 0, but Warren took it, so I will say 1.
You can still say 0.
I think 0. I don't think he references. I think at all that. Okay. I think that is all shtick. For the trailers.
All promotion.
And the same with Hugh Jackman. While I will do fist pumps, if there's like, there'll probably be like a picture of Wolverine in the background somewhere.
Because he did the full mask in the first one.
Yeah. Right? There'll probably be a picture of it or something somewhere. If he does have an appearance, I'm all in fist pumps because that means there will be a Deadpool Wolverine team up movie.
Oh, man.
And I will be doing.
I don't think so, but.
I will be doing fist bumps for that.
Just because.
You got to do it soon because neither of them are getting any younger.
No, Hugh's definitely not there. Plus, he did Logan, where even though he aged him, he's still. I don't know. My mind is all a flutter with the kaleidoscope of possibilities. Was that from. When they put Marvel in, I mean. Can you imagine you could do all kinds of team-ups versus like they did in the comic books where it's Spider-Man versus Wolverine, Captain America versus Wolverine. There's Fantastic Four.
Of the studios.
But now that problem is all but relieved. Oh,
all but.
I'm going to throw this in there. And I told you this like a few weeks ago, and it's maybe a matter for another day, but there's the issue of Secret Wars. Are we familiar with Secret Wars?
No. Yeah.
That was what got me into comic books way back when, 12 years old, whatever, 11 years old, where the Beyonder. Are you familiar with that storyline?
No, not at all.
Well, that's where the black costume from Spider-Man came from. That's the origin of Venom.
Venom?
Yeah. Well, basically, there's this entity.
12-issue limited series.
There's an entity called the Beyonder. He lived in an entirely different universe, discovered our universe or the Marvel universe, like, oh, what the heck's that? And he brought all the villains and all the heroes and put them on one planet, and for 12 issues they battle it out, and this is where they get in
it's like a cage fight like they used to do in MMA.
There you go,
right? Round robin
celebrity
tournament.
Death match.
So
Spider-Man got
let's get it on
roughed up in a fight, so his uniform was all scuffed up, so he went into this alien computer room and just started pressing buttons hoping to get a new uniform, and this black thing came out, and it was his new uniform. It was halfway through, maybe 5 or 6, that was the introduction of his uniform. So, point being, there are already scripts and negotiations underway to bring Secret Wars to the big screen. But I was at a Comic-Con a couple years ago where I talked to the artist who did the cover. Where he had all the different factions fighting. And before the merger where they brought Fox in with the Fantastic Four, they were taking out certain characters from the iconic cover.
Well, you'd have to.
But now...
Don't know. Might be there, might not.
So that would be, again, just the possibilities are just exciting.
We're going to have to spend an entire show talking about who we think would win that.
Well, even just how cool would it be, doing it right, where you have Mr. Fantastic running around.
Who are some of the heroes and villains they brought across?
Iron Man.
All the big ones.
Johnny Torch.
Fantastic Four, Avengers.
The guy who shoots
Spider-Man.
The laser beam.
Just the fact that you had X-Men and Avengers and Fantastic Four just fighting
Hulk,
together. Yeah. Yeah, there's a shot. There's an awesome one as a kid.
What's the guy that Juggernaut looks like?
No, Juggernaut wasn't.
No?
No,
She-Hulk.
She-Hulk was.
Colossus. Storm.
They had the X-Men.
Yeah, the X-Men. The Fantastic Four, because I see the Thing.
Who were the villains then? Because you've all
they're a little more mediocre, but they had the major villains. There's Doctor Doom, who was trying to get his just work the Beyonder himself. They had the main villains. Granted, the exciting ones were the heroes, but they had a lot of the main
covers. I was just looking at the covers.
Yeah, but there's one iconic moment where I forgot who it was. The big baddie threw a mountain, just took up a mountain.
Here we go.
I'm not finished my story, and then it landed, and you thought the heroes were dead because it landed right on top of the group. But then the next issue, you see the Hulk is holding up an entire freaking mountain, and he's about to give away. He can't hold it anymore. Then they just start ticking him off. They just start pissing him off, and he gets angry. So when you get angry, you know. And I was just a little kid reading this thing, going, "No, this is so cool." You know? Anyway,
I'm all in. So here's a list. Heroes include the Avengers, Captain America, Captain Marvel, Hawkeye, but he ain't gonna last long. Iron Man, She-Hulk, who I thought was Iron Man. Oh,
or
Thor,
Captain,
and the Wasp. Three members of the Fantastic Four, the Human Torch, Mr. Fantastic, and Thing. Also, solo heroes, Spider-Man, Spider-Woman, and the Hulk. The mutant team included X-Men, Colossus, Cyclops, Nightcrawler, Professor X, Rogue, Storm, Wolverine, and Lockheed the Dragon. Oh, Magneto, that's who it was in the helmet. Magneto is featured as a hero. Deadpool was also chosen to be a hero.
In Secret Wars?
In Secret Wars.
No, so Deadpool wasn't even
Conception. Immediately becomes... Dr. Magneto is featured as a hero, but immediately becomes not aligned when the Avengers question his presence. In 2015, Deadpool Secret Wars...
That's a new version.
All right, so the bad people, the villains, include Absorbing Man, Dr. Doom, Doc Ock, Dr. Octopus...
Yeah, I remember that.
The Enchantress.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kang the Conqueror, Claw...
That's probably who threw the mountain.
The Lizard...
I'm trying to remember.
Molecule Man...
Oh, yeah,
Tatiana.
There's like a lava girl, too.
Ultron, Volcana, and the Wrecking Volcana. Crew. Volcana. And Galactus.
Yeah.
All right. Well, right there, Galactus, how are they going to beat Galactus?
Well, I mean, oh, man, my nerd.
Obviously, they have Hawkeye. We have a Hawkeye.
See, he's just enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I'm a jerk.
Way too much.
I'm a jerk.
I don't know how you gonna be Galactus.
See, you know what?
It doesn't matter. Let's go back.
My nerd alert is starting to go off. Like, oh man, now that because in the comic books to beat Thanos, I forgot they had was it Warlock in there, Adam Warlock or something like that.
Yeah.
But then you had Galactus and Silver Surfer were part of the mix too. But they're not going to be Infinity Wars here. But there are possibilities now.
There's a lot of bad people out there in the universe.
That's why we need heroes.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm just saying.
And that's what heroes do. Because that's what heroes do.
That's what.
But let's get back to Deadpool. Well, okay. Number one.
Yeah.
Has there ever been more marketing or better marketing for a movie?
You hit the big. I'm going everywhere. Deadpool. We were looking at some.
We watched a Manchester United Deadpool commercial.
There's this little stop called 7-Eleven. You can't.
Yeah.
Go anywhere without. Yeah. It's all over there.
And he's all like, it's like somebody makes an announcement on Twitter. Deadpool responds. But I want to put something out on Twitter that's of value so Deadpool can respond.
But the thing is, it's funny. I'm entertained by all of them. I'm not annoyed by the Deadpool stuff.
We should do the Marvelous Ones say Deadpool's going to suck.
No, I'm not starting a war with Ryan Reynolds.
Well, there's no bad PR. The controversy will lose.
Well, all right,
but
how about this? Warren from The Marvelous One.
Oh, I'll easily sacrifice Warren.
Throw Warren on the... Two of us have to be his friends.
Yeah, that is so meh.
For one of us, it is.
But has there ever been more marketing for a movie non-ad placement?
What was the name of the one hero who's not a hero with diabetes? That's the
Peter.
Peter. We'll throw...
I'm a Peter... I wish if there was Warren, a Peter shirt in Walmart, Warren, I'd buy it.
But Warren is our Peter.
Oh, you know what I'm looking forward to? And it just dawned on me.
What?
How are they going to slip Bob into the movie?
Bob?
Is he going to show up at the interviews?
Which Bob are we speaking of?
The villain Bob.
Oh, Blob.
No, Bob.
Bob?
You know, the henchman. He's on the carrier in the junkyard, and he saw Deadpool. And said, hey, how you doing? You know, they worked together for a while.
Oh man, I need to watch it. It's not pulling.
Why are they going to slip him? What makes you think they're going to try and slip him in?
Bob was in almost every Deadpool comic. somewhere.
Oh, I'm like researching my film brain, not comic brain.
No, he was in
the film.
I know, but I'm not remembering him being a main character.
No, he's not.
No, what Warren's saying is he's a cameo
guy. Stan Lee for Deadpool.
Maybe
he's part of the interview process.
Could be part of the interview process.
We'll have to see.
Why
are we having a discussion on such a tangent? I mean, maybe the taxi driver deserves more time than Bob.
That's why he's Peter.
We are looking for someone with diabetes, so. I can say that because, well, that TMI.
but they are crazy. It's crazy promotions.
And they're good. They're funny.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, this is a great character for him, and I can't blame him for wanting to keep it going.
It's like the complete antithesis of the original Deadpool and also Green Lantern.
And it doesn't matter how old, up to a certain point, I'm sure, but it doesn't matter how old he gets because the makeup?
Prosthetics now.
And the suit.
Yeah. Yeah. And that CGI.
Yeah, but his girlfriend could get old and then
She will not. She's awesome. Don't talk about it. That's my Scarlett Johansson.
She's on.
Oh, all right.
And she's just as hot on Gotham as well.
I don't remember her there. I didn't watch it, but she was on the other one, the big nerdy sci-fi, the spaceship with Fillion, Green Lantern voice guy. Come on, help me out here.
Huh?
You know what I'm talking about? Where she originally got her stardom start, the sci-fi TV show, the one with the ship that. Oh, come on, fellas, you know what I'm talking about?
Battlestar Galactica?
No. Fillion. Where was his original start before? Before the TV ABC detective writer show.
I have no idea. You're
gonna hit yourself in the head when you get it. It was the very popular.
So far left.
No. This is dead center.
This is such a deep pull.
Dead
Stargate?
Center. No.
So he did spaceship.
Yeah, it's like
Enterprise.
Homeland.
Dude, seriously.
You might have the wrong chick.
No, I got it. What's her name? Pull up her IMDb.
I did. Her name is. Her name is, I can't even, Marina Bakarin?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, that's her. It was a sci-fi darling for the longest time.
V?
Still is.
No, the show I'm referring to that you guys have no clue what I'm talking about.
V?
I almost had it. It was like Firefly.
Firefly, yes. Oh, she was in Firefly.
Thank you very much.
I never watched Firefly.
I didn't either, but
it was
a
Western space drama.
I know, but it is like nerd royalty in the corners. So Warren 0, Fernando 2. That's all I got to say.
That's
2 for today.
He's doing that way.
You got lucky.
You got lucky. Everybody gets lucky once in a while.
All right, I got 2 in a row. That's all I got. Anyway, that's
Deadpool. You got it.
I fell in love with her
this
back
week.
Then.
We're
going to
talk about Deadpool next week. Spoiler alert for next week already.
No, so that's we all three of
weekend.
Us have to watch it.
Yeah,
so
I'm gonna watch it Tuesday.
You
at
like
my
coming
private
in,
showing.
You like coming in fresh.
I may be watching it with you.
Yeah. What do you do Tuesday afternoons?
I come here.
Do you have a job? Job ain't nothing but work.
I can make time.
Should we all watch it Tuesday? Can you make that happen?
I'll let you know tomorrow morning.
Okay,
right, he'll let us know. We have yet to see a movie together.
Are we going to go one of your hillbilly theaters?
No, we're going to go to the Mexican theater here in Manassas.
Yeah, do I have to crank
the
something
answer,
to make the?
The answer is yes.
No, we're going to go to. It's a
is
nice
the popcorn
theater.
Made outside? Is
I can't answer that. water gives me the poop stuff.
Oh, okay. You've heard of Dolby sound? This is Dolby sound.
Dolby,
Doberp sound. Wow, you guys are so rough on me. I actually go to, I think it's a Beagle Cinemas.
Regal?
That's what I said. Beagle? The Beagle Cinemas? Anyways, yeah, so that we got Deadpool this week coming up. I'm excited.
Here's my only thing. I'm willing to do it. Don't get me wrong. It's just like I can't go on Facebook because it's just like.
I hate Facebook.
Because spoiler people galore is.
I was lucky.
Drives me nuts.
No, I don't want to say I was lucky. Well, everybody was lucky. Nobody spoiled.
Would you mind if I watched it a second time with you? I'm more than happy to do the social thing. I won't give any spoilers, obviously. Would you mind
See
if I watched it a second time? Just
see
I don't want. I would
is.
Be banned on Facebook. That's how you know. Like you don't see any postings for
Why
the
do you
Walking
need to be
Dead
on Facebook?
That's my job. I have pages I have to maintain.
Right,
can people
right,
communicate
right.
with me?
I'm going to say that if you see it, don't tell us when you're going to see it with us.
What? Don't tell us that you've seen it.
Don't tell us that you've
if
seen
you do.
It.
Oh, you'll know. Especially when you go, hey, wait for this part, guys.
Hey, this part here, I love you. You know, do that, because I want to see if they will actually throw somebody out of the ring.
Because the Beagle Cinema.
Beagles.
The Beagle Cinema. They joke, but they don't play.
Also known as the Snoopy.
They have very strict policies there.
Yeah, you don't wear pants all the day.
You have to wear pants. Oh, you guys come and got to wear pants. All right, we'll go watch Deadpool for next week, where I'm sure there'll be a lot of spoilers. If you haven't seen it by next Tuesday, don't listen to the show until you see it or get it all spoiled.
Spoiled.
We'll be back next week.